Good morning, gentlemen.
Get that rhythm.
How we all doing? 3, 2, 1. Anyway, so there's a very famous vart with hopefully a little bit of a new twist, but I thought that this vart was so powerful to me that I wanted to share it. So the Gemara tells us, the Chumash tells us, after the Nachash and Adam and Chava, after the whole chait of eating from the Eitz Hadas, each get their own punishments, right? I know I have to work for a living. That's my klala. No, it's b'zeis apechet tocha lechem. But what was the klala of the Nachash? Let's analyze this. It says, "Ora atam yikol behem yikol chayes asada al gachon chatelech." You know, go on your belly. Va'offer ta'achel kol yemei chayecha, and you're going to eat from dust your whole life. So it sounds like a very bad thing. As we like, you know, well, nothing better than having a nice delicacy. You know, a nice steak. Last night I went to a bar mitzvah and a wedding, so ate kefil. Baruch Hashem. And it's a beautiful thing. Like, as human beings, we get to have a beautiful thing about eating delicious delicacies. Even animals, they each have their own types of food they eat. But the snake, he just eats the dust on the ground. But you have to ask yourself, is this really such a klala? The Gemara in Yuma spins it a little bit. It says, Tanya says the following. Amar Rabbi Yossi, bo rei shelo kibidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas batzer v'dam. Look. God is not like human beings. Why? Because me, this boss of a dumb, when somebody does something to a human being, they punish them. They kill them. They take away their parnasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu, nishta zoi. Not like that. Why? Because what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Ain't okay. Kalos and Nachash olagag. Let's say the Nachash goes up to the roof. Mizona son of Emo. Yeah, he brings his lunch with him. Right? He brings his lunch with him. Yorid lamata. He goes down. Mizonos of Imo. He's got his food there. Snake. It's not, you know, at first glance, the claw looks bad because he only gets to eat from the offer and he doesn't get to eat steak like us. But that's not really true. The Nachash is eating steak all day. Could you imagine having an unlimited supply of chalent? Right? This is what we're talking about here. This is what the Nachash has. Each and every moment of his life, he's pounding. You know, we get an all-you-could-eat buffet, and like we're pumped up. The Nachash has this his whole life. So at first glance, it sounds givaldic. It sounds unbelievable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised. But then we have a kasha. What's the kasha? So then wait, what's the klala? Like, here you go, here's your klala. From now on, you're only going to have all-you-could-eat food the rest of your life. That's essentially what just happened. So, b'zeis apecha tocha lechem, I got to work. I get the klala, but what's the klala of you're going to eat off for your whole life? So, the Kotzker famously says, very famous Kotzk, that he says like this, it's the klala of the affluent. What's the klala of the affluent? That they have everything they need. Why is that a klala? Why is that a curse? Because when you're impoverished, when you're poor, or when you don't have everything you need, you cry. And you cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you. A child loves his parents because he knows he's got to turn to his parents to get changed, to get food, to get money, right? When you're 2 years old, your diapers change, you cry to your parents. Your parents come and they change you. You love those people. You develop a relationship with another because you have those needs. But if you didn't have those needs, you'd blow them off. Needs create a relationship. So Baruch Hashem, we have needs. We don't have everything that we need, and therefore there comes times when we have to cry out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need help. The times we feel closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is when we're in that most dire stress, when we can't find a shidduch, when we can't find parnasa, when we don't have health. Let me forget, in this country, the time in which there was more God invoked was after 9/11. Right after 9/11, everybody, I couldn't believe it. It was like mind-boggling. Everyone was talking. George Bush got up and he quoted Psalm 42. He says, "Mithy Sar, you know, even in the shadow of death, I walk." And he quoted God. It was unbelievable, right? Because in tragedy, we call out to God. The Nachash, what's the Nachash ever going to have? The Nachash is always going to have everything he needs. There's no relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need stuff, so we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the klal of the Nachash. The Schwab says very similar. That's the word of the Kutzker. Rav Schwab says something similar. First of all, he says it's fascinating. The creation of man, by the creation of man, Unkelos says, you know what he says, creation of man? It gives him a nafesh and lulala, which means he gave Adam the ability to converse. And that's how Adam was created. But you know what's fascinating about that? You know what's fascinating? Because when Adam was born, who else was with him? Garnished. He was born by himself. So let me ask you a question. There's nobody to talk to. Who are you talking to? What, is he talking to the animals? That's why God created his ability to talk. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam with the ability to talk so he could communicate with him. With the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he wants humans to have relationships with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're here. We are here on this earth to have a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest klal the Nachash has is he's never going to have a relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he has nothing to ask God for. And that's why we're here. Amazing Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab takes another place. By the way, Agav, I should have mentioned, it's a world famous Rashi that there's no rain that didn't happen until when? Until post Adam being created. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Adam to daven for the rain. What does it mean? He wants Adam to daven? What, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Adam's tefillahs? No! He wants that relationship, and he recognizes that because Adam's going to need it, who are you going to turn to? The person who could provide it. And therefore, Mamela, they're going to develop that relationship. Rav Schwab then develops this idea. He says, Chazal is mesakin the following. Each tefillah, we say the following. Modim anachnu loch shatahu Hashem Elokeinu. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we modet to you. Velokei avoseinu li'olam vo'ed. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be makir tov to him. We're obligated to give to him. We're obligated to give that akaras tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the klal of the Nachash. He never has the ability to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu modim. He can't say modim. A Nachash can't say modim. You know why? Because you can only say modim to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachash wasn't given that opportunity. We have that opportunity. So listen to this. Based on this, Rav Schwab then says an amazing taich on the Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says the following: Shedra Shalodim, the spine of a person, Lacher Sheva Shonim, after 7 years, what happens? Nase Nachash. It becomes snake-like. But then the Gemara qualifies it. When does your spine become snake-like? V'hani mili d'loy kara b'modim. When does that happen? Only when you don't bow by modim. Oh, what's pshat? Says Rav Schwab Givaldik. It's midah k'neged midah. What's the problem that you don't bow to modim? Why not? Because I got everything I need. I don't need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing to makir tov to you. I have nothing for you. What are you giving me? I got it all myself, right? I need to make money. I go out to business. I know stocks, like, you know, I buy a dollar, I sell it $2, I do it again and again. I'm good to go. What do I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for? So you're not bowing to modim. You're not being makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your spine's going to be like a snake. Why? Because what's a snake? A snake is something you can never have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he has no needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing. He doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything in this world. The greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is that we need him. We need him, which makes us turn to him. We sha'at him. We turn to him. So that's what the avoda is. It's incredible. We just finished the time period from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah to Shukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. And those times, you go straight from really Rosh Chodesh El and straight all the way to Simchas Torah. And basically, we're thinking about Rabbanu Shalom constantly, constantly, constantly. The David HaShemori, we're thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thinking about Tshuva, returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then after that, we go into the Sukkah. How could you not think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I had to daven so much that my Sukkah shouldn't fall. So I was turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. They wouldn't even let me say HaRachaman Hu Yakim Lanu with Sukkah's David HaNofalas because my Sukkah was mamish falling. Don't wish that bracha on anybody. You're talking about, the goal isn't now, okay, I leave the Sukkah and I walk away. The goal now is to take all of those days and to build off of it, to build off of those time periods that we just had, and now to continue that. Yeah, I'm going back into the workforce, I'm going back into school, but with a refreshed perspective of my relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we're together, so to speak. We have the chuppah of the sukkah, and now we have to refresh our memories and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you all the time, we love you. And we have to makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need him. So chas v'shalom, we should ever be snake-like, that we don't need to offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu any hakaras hatov and walk away from our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone should zocheh to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives without the tragedies. And just to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't necessarily need him desperately, but we should be able to see him even in the mundane in our lives. And that's really would prevent us from all of those tragedies. Zayge zun shtark, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Pink is also.